It is the riot. Today's podcast is a little longer than usual.
How come?
I don't know why.
We just had more stuff in there?
You know, we don't include everything in the podcast all the time. So in reality, it may be that I just felt more positive about the content.
So because you put more in.
I guess. I honestly don't know why. But
that's up for you guys to judge. Like, you know, hey, this really needed to be in here or was it not necessary?
So the first thing you're going to hear after this is there's a surprise. And I don't want to ruin the surprise, but Nikki got a surprise this weekend.
I'm going to post a picture of the surprise on our Radio U Riot page.
You need to do that.
I'm going to. And then you tell me what you think of the surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, I came from the podcast and put I love or I really love the surprise. That's the only two choices.
Yeah. So talk to us about that. We need to hear. Let's hear. Come on, podcast listeners. Let's hear a little bit from you today. So there's that. What else we got? Group Potato Heads. I tried to get Nikki to go shoe shopping with me. There was a blizzard. I played Fruit Ninja in VR. Let's see. Twitter. Mandy Moore. Netflix.
Oh, lots of good stuff. We had to get in there.
Free Prey demo. Chris is back from Vegas with Kit Kats.
It's good.
And last but not least, we talk about empowerment. And you can see what you can hear what empowerment has led to.
Some maybe feel like that should start off the podcast to empower us to listen to the rest of it, but
I'm empowering you right now.
It's good. Stay through the whole thing.
Yeah. So enjoy the podcast and we'll see y'all later.
That's right. Don't forget Facebook, Radio U Riot. Please like us there.
It's The Riot.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with you.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar, because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie, so.
The Riot, Radio U.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Way too much.
The one with the waggly tail. How much is that dog in the window?
It's not about price.
I do hope that
are you saying
sale
that discussing price?
It's rude when talking about an animal.
Okay. All right. So when you went in, you just talked to the shopkeep about love?
Yes.
Guys, Nikki went to a puppy mill over the weekend.
I did not. They're following the new rules, and, since January.
Hey, well, you know what? You got to make a change sometime.
I know, and I couldn't help it. I really like him. Well,
Nikki got a new dog.
I got a puppy.
So lay this out for me. How did it happen? Because I think it was Saturday afternoon. I just got this text. I'm getting a new puppy.
Ta-da! No, I was eating lunch over near the area, and I thought, you know what? I just felt pulled. I felt pulled over there.
You just needed to go over to the puppy mill.
So I went over, and lots of options, lots of wonderful, cutie little puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this little guy, his face was turned in.
Yes. So you went over there with the intention of buying a dog?
No. We just thought, let's just go over and see the birds or something.
Okay.
And so we went in, and not really, but I was just, go
fine.
Look. It's
fine,
go see.
Sure.
And there was this cutie little puppy with his head turned in, so you could only just kind of see his legs and stuff. And I was telling Eric, I was like, what is that dog? And he was so cute. And then I held him and we left. I didn't get him.
Yeah.
And we had left and I started crying. And I never do that. It was ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
Even I'm just like, what are you doing? And so we went back and got him.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not proud of myself. I'm not proud. So that's what happened.
Were you crying? Okay, I want to talk about the crying for a minute.
Yeah.
Was it just that you were sad that you left him?
Yes, because I really liked him.
Yeah.
I felt like we really connected and he had a really great personality. And I lost my other dog last year and apparently I'm not over it. And he was just very sweet.
And so you just... What's buying a puppy like? Because for me, it seems about like you're buying a car. You're in there.
You're haggling.
I will walk out of here right now.
You do, yeah.
You're signing papers.
They're like, let us call the breeder and see what it'll take. It's just whatever.
Is that for real?
That's what they do, yeah.
Okay, so what, that puppy's on consignment?
Basically, for this one, yeah.
Whoa, okay.
So they're like, well, he'll go down to this. And so you get that, and I brought him home. He's a, what do you call him? A soft-coated Wheaton Terrier. So he's allergy-free, which I've never had that dog. And his, he looks like a little Chewbacca, a little teddy bear. And his coat is so soft.
How old is he?
He's 11 weeks old.
Oh, so he's not old at all.
He's just a little baby.
But he's huge.
He'll get to be about 40 pounds. So not big.
Okay.
Not too big.
He's a big baby then.
He is a big baby.
Yeah. So did he keep you up at night?
No, he slept through both nights just fine.
Well, you know, at the puppy mill, if you don't sleep.
Hey, now. I know you turn the lights off. He's like, am I at this door?
I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, he's so cute and he's so nice and he's really cute. So I said that. I said that twice. I wanted to bring him to work today, but I thought that is not professional because then you won't be able to get any other work done.
It's turning into a free-for-all around here. I'm not going to lie to you.
Where's our accountability?
We start bringing the animals like we're done.
But he's allergy-free, so you can enjoy him.
It's not about that. It's about maintaining some level of decorum.
No, come on. He'll just romp around and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Is that what this is? A big romper room?
Yes, that's it.
All right.
So his name is Rolo.
Like Rolo Tomasi?
Rolo, because that is
the guy that got away?
No. Almost got away. No, he is my dog that I currently have is Snickers.
Uh-huh.
And Rolo is that caramel chocolate covered.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so
Rolo's.
So his name is Rolo.
I'm calling him Rolo Tomasi.
That's fine. You can do that.
In LA Confidential, that's the character, the Kevin Spacey character. He's the guy that killed his dad or killed.
I think there's also someone had mentioned there's a Viking character like that too.
Rolo.
And I was like, nope, just the candy. Just the candy.
Too late, Nikki.
We're not going that way. It's just the candy.
The Worst of the Riot box set is now available nowhere because we know you wouldn't want it anyway. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
I'm here to help you today. Some of you are going to have an experience just like Nikki did when you head out this week. You're going to be out in the stores and you're going to say to yourself, how much for the Mr. Potato Head in the window?
Oh, yeah, I found myself almost saying that.
Who looks just like Groot? I'm here to help you.
There's a potato head that looks like Groot?
Yep. They call them Pop-taters now. They're Mr. Potato Heads that look like characters from various pop culture phenomena.
They call them what?
Pop-taters. Get it? Like pop culture.
Oh, and like Pop-tater. The little...
Pop-tater.
The what a...
Mr. Potato Head. Like,
well, the pop figurines as well.
Oh, do you think is that
now the same company or something?
Boy, you know what? Maybe it is.
Whatever the name is of those.
Oh, you're thinking of
the pop things.
Great. Now I want to call them Popple.
Pop caps.
That's great.
Cap pop something.
Funko Pop.
Those things.
You know what? I don't see that these
are
related.
So it's not like that in that style.
But I'm not saying that they aren't. And I'll just say you, I kind of hope that they aren't because, dude, if Mr. Potato's answer head to the Funko Pop is to have a similar size box and say Pop-tater,
then way to go. Way to go.
All right. Well, you know what? I didn't think to dig that far into it. I just saw this and I felt like we needed to have a cautionary conversation that goes like this. You will see this thing and go, it's so cute. And then you'll leave the store and you'll be crying and you'll feel bad about it. But eventually...
Because you held the potato head.
And you guys really made a connection.
Oh, it is pretty cute. And it is Funko Pop. It looks like it is.
No, it looks like it is.
The boxes and everything.
I know. But again, I'm here to tell you that I'm somebody that has bought... some of these Funko, no, not Funko Pops, but these Pop Taters. Yeah. I've got Darth Tater, and I also have like Tater Prime or Optimus Tater or whatever the heck the Transformer Potato Head is. And you're going to think to yourself, like, this is really awesome and I need it. But let me tell you what happened this weekend. I was putting something away in a closet and I was like, oh, look, it's the Optimus Prime Tater thing I'm hiding.
They're very cute.
In the thing. And it's in my closet because I never even got it out of the box. What am I doing? So
now you can get the Groot Pop Tater or the Star-Lord one.
Uh-huh. And it looks like they have more on the way. Looks like they've already done this before with a... crap, where did I just see that? It was like an alien one or something. Yeah, an Alien and Predator one.
Why are they telling us about these when they're not available till October?
Well, Nikki, because they want you to hang on.
Is that like for
on.
The Blu-ray release or something?
Actually, that's probably exactly what they're
the
for.
The Guardians of the Galaxy Mr. Potato Head toys will be $20
each. $20
each. In October.
Don't, you know what? I'm just here to help you. Like, oh, look, here's a Princess Leia one.
Yeah, there must
here's
be a ton of them.
Yeah, there are.
I've never seen them before.
I've never seen them in a store, but Nikki, I've been trying not to go to those stores.
Trying to say no.
Because you end up buying one. So look, just take our word for it, okay? Like, you don't want it. Like, you think you do, but you don't. Because it's just one more thing to put in a box and put in a closet somewhere.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
I think I'm going shoe shopping today, Nikki.
Whoa.
Do you want to go with me? Like, what I'm trying to figure out is, like, do I want a quarter heel? Like, do I want a full heel?
Do you want a wedge?
Yeah,
I don't know. What are you looking for?
I got to get some new running shoes.
Oh, okay.
Over the last week, I've been running, and I know I told everybody, like, my knees don't hurt, and they don't, but
you can tell something's off.
Yes. I'm going to try new shoes, see if I can get that right. I don't know what's going on with me, but, like, something's just off. I don't know what it is.
A lot of times they say then that could be the shoe, which you go through faster, not just you, but anybody who runs, you go through faster than like, this is my day-to-day shoe.
Well, and I, what have I had these shoes for probably 6 months? And Nikki, they say if you're a little heavier,
then it's a quicker turnaround. Yes.
So I think that,
if not, add more cushion in it or something, take one out and add a new one in. See if you can expand the life of the shoe.
Yeah. Well, I think we're done. I think it's time to get some new shoes.
To call it.
So, I mean, like, do you want to do that at lunch together?
Let's totally do that.
Go shoe shopping, maybe go get a smoothie. Just hang out.
Sure, that sounds fine.
And we'll wear our activewear to the mall and just, you know.
And just make a day out of it.
I think it sounds fantastic.
Well, where do you want to go?
I think I'm just going to go to the outlet mall and get the almost exact same pair of shoes that I have.
Okay.
So that.
Way to take some of the fun out of it. But.
Well, you know, we can still go to all the different places and the stuff. Can we still. Like, if we go to an outlet mall, it's so cool. Like,
yeah,
can we still have lunch?
Yes, we can still have
lunch. I still want to eat.
Because that's the most important part of it, which then leads to the cycle of why we need new shoes faster.
See earlier parts of this conversation.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I just didn't know if maybe that was a thing. And I thought the two of us going shoe shopping, that's like a Riot video right there.
It is not, but only if you were looking for a new pair of shoes. If you're just going to buy the same ones, and that's boring.
I'm not
going
to buy necessarily the same ones, but I will tell you, if you've never been to the Nike outlet, there's like one aisle that you go down. That, and you're like, no, there's a lot. No. If you're looking for running shoes, it's one aisle.
One aisle. Do they get a lot of options or like styles or sizes? Or is it like where when you go to sometimes the outlets, there's like the one or two sizes that always make
no,
it into
they always,
it?
Or? They typically have a lot of sizes and stuff. Like I just found I've been running for a while. Not that you'd know by looking at
me.
Hey,
just say. No, you don't have to say that every time.
Just telling you.
Just say you're a runner.
Yeah. And so I went and got on the treadmill and had them, you know, look at my gait and help me pick the best shoes. And that the shoes that they picked out for me at the running store caused me the most unbelievable amount of foot pain. I actually developed something called plantar fasciitis.
Based on the shoe?
It was, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I just was like, forget it. I'm going back to these like crappy generic Nikes where my feet never hurt. And so I've literally done that ever since. I went through two different kinds of shoe and now I'm just back to Nike.
Back
and that's
to them.
It. Nikki, that's what happens when you're not faithful in your relationships. You end up with pain and conditions and problems.
And some issues, yes.
If you've got a relationship that's working, you be faithful to that. Which is where I'm at with that Nike outlet shoe.
So we got a shoe lesson and a life lesson all in one.
Oh, man, it's all wrapped up. Okay, we'll put them in the bag together. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for shopping. Here you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can come with me if you want. You don't have to, but I was thinking maybe lunchtime.
Okay.
I go over and do some shoe shopping.
Okay. Well, I will put that as
a... Or maybe at lunchtime, we could go to the gym, and then we could go shoe shopping after.
I'll put that as a possible to the day.
You're not coming.
No, you never know. It's a we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. Maybe I'll come shoe shopping with you.
Maybe if you're good today.
You know, Nikki, all the times that you complain about how we always do, we always watch the movies you want to watch or whatever. Now I'm want to take you shoe shopping.
Oh, yeah, I want to go shoe shopping for your shoes.
Well, I mean, you can shop too. We're both, we go together. I wasn't saying like you had to sit with me the whole time I was trying to mow.
Just sit in the chair.
I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm going to need you to run for sizes, but it's fine.
My favorite part of the Worst of the Riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
So, depending on where you live, of course, weather is regional. I get that. But it was almost 90 degrees at my house yesterday. It was freaking hot. At least that's how I think of 90. Some of you are like, I wish it was winter. 90 sounds so cool.
Well, if you wish it was winter, we have a place that could be an option for you to move to.
You may have missed it, man. Kansas this weekend.
I guess I never know enough about Kansas to realize like what weather are they supposed to be having.
No offense, Kansas, but I just assume it's warm there, actually. I realize this is wrong, but to me, Kansas is like Georgia. That they're the same place in my mind.
Oh, not Georgia screams humidity and hot. Kansas, I just think, well, just nice.
I think of also humidity and hot in Kansas.
For Kansas?
I don't know, but I do know this. They had a blizzard over the weekend. I've got a friend of mine that just moved to Kansas. I thought he was joking.
Welcome.
I really did. He's posting pictures, and he's like, we had a blizzard, 18 inches of snow. And I was like, oh, this must be 6 months ago today. Or what? No.
One of the on this day today.
That is not it. They said that it was the quote-unquote perfect storm of a northeastern clipper or a northwestern something clipper and the Gulf Stream coming together, and boom,
there's you ended your up with storm.
Winter Storm Ursa, which was again 16 to 18 inches of snow in Kansas. What?
It's crazy,
man. That would have been cool. Like, you go in, okay, think about this. Like, it's super hot where you are, and you know how some people during the winter will fly somewhere warm? You're like, man, I've had it with these hot temperatures. You just fly over to Kansas, take in a winter, and then you're out as soon as you got in.
But did you catch, is that not normal for Kansas, or do they normally get some snow into the spring and summer?
Well, it is not normal for them to be getting this kind of snow
right now,
like at this time. Yeah, like, it's not uncommon for them to get large snowfalls, but not like this. So, like, Colby, Kansas, they say somewhere between 14 and 20 inches of snow. Herndon, Kansas, they got 8 inches of snow in 90 minutes. Can you even fathom snow falling like that? That is crazy. Goodwill, Texas, they had 70 mile per hour wind gusts. Arnold, Nebraska, they ended up closing Highway 92, which I guess in that area is a big deal because of so much snow. Let's see, Beaver City, Nebraska, 5 inches of snow and there are no power. And so now they just got to wait it out. So if it's kind of like where we live, I would imagine that it's like that, but it's probably going to be like 85 today.
Yeah, so it's just the changes are so fast and so varied where you're like, what's going on?
No big deal. So, hey, Kansas.
Well, anybody in Kansas.
Best of luck to you guys. That's crazy.
Yeah, a lot of snow.
No kidding.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
It's time for another bunny update.
Oh, the bunny that unfortunately passed away on United Airlines.
Nikki, did he pass away or was he murdered?
What happened, we'll now never know. But it's not just any bunny. It's like the son of a really big bunny who he himself was a big bunny.
So, yes.
He's like an Instagram bunny and a show bunny or something.
They say he's the world's largest bunny. And this bunny,
I thought he was the son of the largest bunny.
Well, no. Here's the deal. Like, the bunny that died is the son of the largest bunny. Expectations were that he would usurp his father and become the world's largest bunny.
Do you think that his father murdered him? I don't know how, from the plane.
Well, I don't know if you caught all the details. Here's what we found out. So this bunny gets shipped United Airlines from London to somewhere to Chicago.
And probably a better setup than you ever have had on a plane.
Absolutely. And you're like, oh, so there must have been a malfunction. Apparently something got labeled incorrectly. And they're saying that the bunny, instead of being shipped properly, was put in a freezer. And that's why it died.
Okay, that's terrible.
16 hours in the freezer.
He's not making that.
No.
So then the lady wanted the bunny's body back.
Yes.
To figure out what exactly happened.
What happened. And so then they were like, oh, crap. You know what? We had cremated it.
Why would they cremate the bunny? The airline
play,
did.
Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
The airline cremated the bunny's body.
They didn't want an autopsy.
crazy because they're covering up the evidence.
Why would that ever be their responsibility?
I don't know. Maybe it was just them being nice. They were like,
I don't think so. That's a big judgment call. That's, I think, done in error.
So, okay, here's the thing. We accidentally stuck it in a freezer, then we accidentally cremated it, and then this is weird, but Bob snorted some of the ashes.
So we're our bad.
We just full disclosure. Yeah. The whole thing's a mess.
We have like some hotel and food vouchers for your local airport if you're interested to make it better.
Yeah, they're like, here are...
Not flight stuff, but, you know, food.
Here are some, you know, gift cards to Chili's in O'Hare. And here's we'll validate your parking.
Okay. Should we just call it even?
We're really sorry about that.
Yeah, I would have a problem if I had that bunny, and that bunny suddenly did not make it through the flight, and then they cremated the bunny.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, every time I read the story about the bunny, it just seems...
Like worse and worse?
Well, it just seems all messed up because they're like, we accidentally stuck him in a freezer for 16 hours, but a vet looked at him and he was on the plane and he was fine, and then he was dead, and then we cremated him.
And
then we scattered his ashes over the ocean.
We went ahead and did that for you.
And we did all of that on the flight. International flights are long.
For a bit.
We got bored. Is there a vet on board?
Can you go ahead and just help us with this? That is terrible.
Dude, it's crazy. So my thing is, the more I read about it, like, dude, United Airlines, I assume this is what they're probably going to do to me if I fly. So, like, I'm out. But you know what? They're still doing fine.
Well, yes. I mean, they've lost a lot of money. But for the bunny thing, I think the lady should continue her case and see what in the heck happened.
I did see an article last night that said that international flights are pretty low right now because of this.
Oh, you can get
apparently.
A good deal?
That's what it says. I don't know if it's real.
As long as you don't put us in the freezer.
Yeah.
Again, that might be better. Might be more comfortable. And then as long as you wake up, you have slept through the whole flight.
Do I get a blanket?
Imagine a world where the riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
This weekend, Nikki got a puppy.
I did.
And I got Fruit Ninja in virtual reality.
We both scored, right?
Yeah. I mean, you decide who the real winner is here,
you
guys.
You got an Oculus Rift last week.
With touch controllers,
and I got a little cute puppy.
Yeah, I thought about you, not just because of the puppy, but because of Fruit Ninja.
I used to love that game when it was first released.
I know.
Then, like every other game, when it became so cool, it was then unpopular.
Right.
I dropped it.
Yeah, but I think you would like this. It's Fruit Ninja, where in VR, you got two swords. And the fruit comes from the sides, but it also like shoots up from the floor, and you slice through it with quote unquote real swords instead of just your finger. And you can stab the fruit. You can like stick the fruit on the end of your sword and you can throw it up and slice it. It was fun for like a little while.
And again, like the game.
Yeah. So
like the app.
Yeah. It was $15. And so I played that for a while. Everything I've played so far in virtual reality is a lot more fun if you go at it like it's an arcade game versus like, hey, I'm going to play Xbox for 3 hours.
Oh, instead of a long haul.
Yeah. I have found that I play for about half an hour and then I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Honestly, your mind might not be able to handle a lot, like long stretches of virtual reality experiences.
I don't know.
Because then I feel like your body's going to be like, well, this is where we live now.
I definitely experienced a little bit of what they call VR sickness, which is not just motion sickness, but it's just it's an odd sensation. And it's one that you, like, it's not like I've never felt it because it's kind of like motion sickness, but it's a different, like,
which
whoa.
For some games you can actually get.
Oh, no.
You can get motion sickness.
Absolutely. So. In fact, there are certain games that you'll see. There was one I was looking at over the weekend where I was like, oh, I want to try that. And they're like, yeah, if you get motion sickness at all, you don't want to go anywhere near this game. So then,
I'm like,
good.
I'll pass.
Yeah. But it also came down to, I didn't have a ton of time this weekend, but the time I spent, I basically played the Robo Recall game I had and the Fruit Ninja thing. And I looked at a bunch of other ones. I think my next one might be, there's definitely a golfing game. And I think, I mean, there's a few golfing games, but there seems to be one that looks like it's probably the better one. I think I might do some virtual reality golfing. And I'm also thinking, I cleaned up my space so I had more, like, area. I need some extension cables, and I'm thinking about moving downstairs. Because we've got a huge open space down there.
Are you sure? Because sometimes you don't realize how you're looking when you're playing something virtual reality-wise.
Yeah.
You want to bring that to the main living center?
No, no, no. The basement.
Oh, the basement. Then you're fine. Yeah. Yeah. Go for it.
I could even do room scale down there. I just need one more of the
and
sensors.
It should be colder down there.
Yeah. Then I never have to leave. It's perfect, right?
So, well, just be careful, okay?
Cause what do you mean by be careful? Be careful of what? Like tripping on the cord?
No, I feel like, you know, for virtual reality, possibly, maybe, if you get sucked into that world.
Yeah.
At least upstairs, there would be people around. And then main floor, there's more people around.
Right.
Basement, though, is just you and the game.
People are going to forget I'm even down there?
They are. And then that leads to, like, well, we were supposed to go to work today. Where's OB? I just don't want you left in the basement.
Don't know what time it is. Don't know what's going on.
And you don't even know what world you're in anymore.
It could be. It's not... I don't find it to be quite as immersive as that.
Just like, in case. No one says that in the beginning with anything.
Sure. A lot of people think like, oh, you're... It's like, yeah, you do kind of disappear into it. Like you can take the headset off and be like, oh, I didn't know I was facing this direction. Because you do get that kind of lost in it. But at no point was it like, I want to live in this world instead of the real world.
I'm just pointing out again, no one ever goes into it thinking that that's how they'll be.
I'm just telling you. Like,
until
what
you can't not be a fruit ninja like, for the rest of your life.
The stuff you've seen in movies, it might not be just like that. Just letting you know.
Just
like,
be careful.
Just want, you know, I appreciate that care.
Okay, keep your phone with you in case I call.
Caring. I appreciate
like the show started and you're not here yet.
Well, can I virtual reality my way in here?
No, you're not able to yet.
Okay.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
So, Nikki, I have here a guy named Paul Lindley, who launched a baby and toddler food company called Ella's Kitchen. And he has five things he thinks that we should all be doing that toddlers do that will lead to us being happier and healthier and blah, 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 whatever.
So kind of acting a little bit younger to bring that youthful energy back to our lives?
I guess.
Are we supposed to eat all of our food mushed up?
You know what? Honestly, there are diets out there. That's like their whole thing.
Chewing food is what's making us really feel stressed.
Yeah, so you should stop. So here's what he says. Trust your gut. For toddlers, decision-making isn't a long process. It's based on a gut reaction, and it isn't inhibited by awareness of the consequences.
Yeah, but I think we're... That's the problem, isn't it?
That's the problem.
I thought we were supposed to have some of that.
Or a fear of what other people might think or say. So, all right. I'm not...
just not learned that yet.
This is his advice. It's not necessarily my advice, okay? Here we go. Get created. Play with toys upside down. So, you know, this afternoon when you've got out, you know, your new Power Ranger action figures or
turn it
your,
upside down.
Yeah, turn it upside down. See how what different opportunities are created.
All right.
When you're doing that. Think big. Bite off more than you can chew. As toddlers, our instincts were generally to set ourselves challenges we couldn't achieve. Climb places we couldn't reach. Attempt jigsaw puzzles we couldn't finish. So he's saying...
Okay. Okay, flag on the play here.
Okay, So, Derek, did you hear that?
Yeah, so if they want us to act like that, normally when you're a toddler, like, your parent is there to catch you. So who's going to help us if we reach too high or too far and we don't have that?
So you're saying no safety net here.
I have no safety net, but when I was a toddler, I had a safety net.
All right, well, Nikki, you need to stay stubborn, which is next on the list. When you fall over, keep getting up.
Whatever. What is this list?
All right,
this guy's just trying to promote his baby food company.
I got another one for you. Two more. Be honest. Don't pretend you're happy when you're not.
So people aren't ready for that honesty. Many of us.
I agree with you, but and here's our last one. P.S. Have fun.
Eating our food.
Yeah. So have a good time.
I kind of frown at that list. I don't think it was very good.
You don't like it?
I don't think it was very helpful.
You, oh no, like you, Nikki, maybe you should play with your cup upside down. Forget about the consequences and just turn your
cup.
Because
no one's there to help me.
Turn your cup upside
down. See what happens.
Just, you know, like get creative.
I want to see this guy live off this list and see what happens.
You know what?
He wouldn't have his company anymore.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. That's why we don't have toddlers running businesses.
Maybe we should. That's the reason why they're not successful.
That's the problem.
You know, so I'll tell you what, lunchtime would be way more interesting and we'd have way better snacks.
True. We'd have snack time.
Like little goldfish and stuff. I love goldfish. Like, how come as an adult I don't get those anymore?
You can. They have like adult flavors of like extra cheddar. Extra cupcake.
You know what? I want to take that bag and turn it upside down.
Who cares what happens?
And you know what? If I happen to turn it upside down and my mouth is under it, then wow, look at that.
Perfectly fine.
He said not to worry about the consequences. Just bite off more than you could chew. It's all happening.
This seems like an irresponsible list. It does.
Well, how many responsible toddlers do you know?
That's true. That's why. We can't live like that. You can't sustain a life like that.
You know what, Nikki? Forget about tomorrow. Live for today.
Every time you said every one of these things, warning bells went off in my head. Like, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to have grown past that.
I just love how people always give terrible advice, but it sounds great. Where you're just like, yeah, stop worrying about the consequences, just live. The thing is that you're going to live long enough to see the consequences. So then you'll start going, I wish I hadn't done this. But I'm feeling a lot more creative now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Have you ever found yourself wishing that you could find a place to get news that didn't feel so right or left? You know what I mean? Like, could Fox News or MSNBC or CNN, like, they don't even really do news anymore. It's like, they have, like, one line of news, and then, like, here's 3 hours of our talking heads giving you our opinion on what that one piece of news means.
And you have to be very careful, because if you find yourself at a site that says, well, we're not like the left or right, then that means they are just, you haven't realized it yet.
Everybody has their exclusive truth claims. They're like, no, we present the news as it is. Not really. Though, you know what? In fairness, does anybody else feel like people have given up on that a little bit? Like, maybe they haven't. Maybe I just feel like they've given up on it. Like, I don't feel like MSNBC is like, no, we do not lean in a direction. And I mean, Fox,
no,
like, come
some
on.
Of them still try to promote that as like a thing. But I don't think they push it as much as they used to.
Please. So, man, and you know what? Like, running those networks is so freaking cheap. They're like, here's so-and-so in a suit talking. Well, I think that it's ridiculous that Donald Trump hasn't cut his hair yet. I know, Bob. And here comes the other guy who's like, well, I don't think you should tell the president what to do.
But I want to be the middle person who's shopped that to both sides, because there must be someone where it's like, well, have you done your story?
Well, you know what, Nikki? What if you started pitching your stories to Twitter's new news channel?
Twitter's new news channel?
New news. It's new news.
It's not old news.
The news.
It's new
is
news
that it's
now.
News.
That's how they're going to do it.
It's 3N. New news now.
Have you? I mean, are you watching the N?
I get my
not
news.
Not that N, but the other N?
I get my news from 3N. 4N. Nikki's new news now.
I don't want my news to come with long, just under a certain amount of characters. I want it to be that way.
That's what I want. I want news stories where they have to be 140 characters.
Is it basically their Explore tab or something? Or because they already have news-ish type of stuff.
They do, but here's the idea. Twitter wants to go big into streaming video. So this summer, they've got plans. Now, this summer, they have signed up. They've got a deal with Major League Baseball that you're going to be able to watch a game each week on Twitter.
The full game?
Full game. So, I mean, I guess you log in through the app and they'll update the app for
that.
So, yeah, there's that. So, once a week this summer, then they are teaming up with IGN, that is like a gaming tech media like website, and they're going to be providing an exclusive live stream from E3 in June. And that's the big video game convention. And then they're saying this fall, they're partnering with Bloomberg for Twitter
news stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I get all my news from Twitter now.
Well, that is credited towards hurting the NFL for the last season. You know, you had your NFL players who were, speaking of your left or your right, or very opinionated, but also the ability to be able to watch longer clips of games and stuff, and how that would keep people off from watching the whole game on like a network. And instead you went to Twitter and just watched just enough to feel like you watched the game, like you got the gist of it. So for other sports and other news, that might work out for them.
Nikki, that sounds like the NFL trying to cover for the fact that they're boring.
Well, but they're so boring, no one wants to watch the whole thing. So it helped to watch just a little.
Why give you 3.5 hours of my life when I can give you 2.5 minutes?
In no offense, unless you like the length, but I feel like baseball could really... really follow up with that one.
They could figure out how to play that game and fast forward.
Mm-hmm. But now you just catch it. I mean, but if they're going to show the whole game.
Then... Yeah, no, they are. So, you know, Twitter's going big, Nikki.
They're
and
trying.
you're gonna be able to get your 4 in on Twitter. Nikki's new news now. I'd watch that network.
I've decided to branch out into some more...
new news.
More news items. So yeah. I'll be moving to Twitter.
I just love the idea. We have new news.
Now.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Nikki, what do you think about this? I love this so much. There is a company right now that will plan your next vacation, but you don't know where you're going to go until a couple of hours before you leave.
Like location-wise, or like, I don't know the hotels we're going to, but I know like the location.
Nothing.
Nothing about
it? No, nothing. The company is called Pack and Go. So here's the idea. They'll arrange the flights, hotel reservations, provide you with a map of the destination, give you day-by-day itineraries if you want for things to see and do along the way, but they're not going to tell you until it's time to leave.
As long as I could fill out the form that set the parameters.
I'm sure there are probably some, like you could say, like, I hate the ocean or something.
Well, I'm sure they tried to fill it out like any sort of online thing and you know, just like, here, I think you would do great in Antarctica or something like that.
Here's what they say. You pick a budget, you fill out a questionnaire, and then it's on them. They will plan a 3-day, 2-night vacation to match your traveling desires. And you'll say like, hey, I want relaxation. So in one case, they sent a couple to a beach vacation in San Diego. For another one, they said, we're looking for culture. They sent them to Baton Rouge, which I don't know. Sure. A fun place for a girl's getaway. They actually sent them to Minneapolis. And you might be like, that's not a great spot, but they'll remember.
Is this just that they think we're just shopping?
No, not the mall. But they end up giving them like, well, because the other thing you have to remember is you've set a budget. So if your budget is $400, you might be in downtown Minneapolis instead of, I don't know, you know, the Florida, whatever. Like, I don't know. Whatever, even Florida's not that expensive, but you get what I mean. Like,
you're not going out of the country, though.
So, I mean, if you gave them $20,000, I imagine your vacation would look very different than the $1,000 person who asks for, you know, whatever. But it's cool.
It's a nice spin on it because, I mean, I'm sure they're trying since back in the day, I would think they would use like travel agents. But now, you know, you've been able to schedule your own vacation like a big boy and girl, you know, like the grown-ups.
Yeah.
So they have to find a way to get you back to using someone else to schedule it.
I am sure that different personality types would like this better. This, mm-hmm. to me, this sounds like perfection.
Because you don't have to do anything?
It sounds perfection. Well, I don't have to plan it. Because that's my thing, is that a lot of times, I don't really like details.
Yeah.
I just want to go and have fun. And I honestly, if I was just on vacation, I have a tendency to just have fun no matter what we're going to do. So the idea of somebody else telling me like, yeah, this afternoon we're going to go to blank. It's like, great, let's do that.
They probably could not get it wrong.
Yeah, it would have to like be like, I don't know, Sarah's House of Snakes or something before I'd be like, okay, this vacation sucks.
But for me, I love the details. I enjoy planning a vacation, so I wouldn't like this. It took away all the fun.
I hate planning vacations. I just want to go. Like somebody like that, again, this is perfect. Here's some money. It's all I have. Set me up on something good.
Please send me on a vacation.
Do something good. I think that sounds fantastic. Like I'm ready to go right now. Let's go.
Well, you're going to have to fill out your questionnaire.
I will. I'd love to go.
I wish you could just fill one out, like a tester one, and then see where they would send you. Like, just to see if it'd be good.
See, that to me, that kills it. Like, that's the fun, is you don't know. You know you're going on a trip. You don't know where it's going to be. And you just find out and go, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
The part that keeps me up at night, we paid them for this. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki and I are trying to figure out, you know, what are our must-see movies for the summer. And we just found one that's not.
The list of knots are a lot bigger than the list of, yes, I must see this.
You know what? I'm surprised by how many movies I actually am interested in seeing this summer.
Well, I think you've also seen a lot of really good ones so far, like for the spring. So the list, like, it's been a really good movie year, I think.
So far, so good.
Earlier than normally they start giving them to us.
So we got Guardians of the Galaxy this week. You got If You Care. You've got that King Arthur movie. There's that Alien movie. There's the Mummy movie. There's the one I what is it? Baby Driver. That's the one.
You don't understand.
Last week of June. That's the one. That's it. I mean, yeah, I want to see the new Spider-Man movie, but
the new Transformers.
Not a lot of original movies. It's all sequels, except Baby Driver shines out. But it's not the only one, Nikki. I present to you 47 Meters Down. Mandy Moore goes on the best vacation of her life.
Or so says the trailer. It starts off with that. And Obi made a great point. Whenever they say that at the beginning of the trailer, it's not going to be the best trip.
It's not. Because does anybody want to watch home movies of somebody's great vacation? No, nobody does. That's why when they make a movie, if they say it's the best vacation, it's going to be the worst vacation.
Because something goes wrong.
So Mandy Moore and her friend get stuck 47 meters below on the ocean floor in great white shark-infested waters.
In a shark tank. A shark cage.
So the problem is they're running out of oxygen. The cable that linked them to the boat has been severed.
So they fell to the bottom.
Now what are they going to do? There's sharks everywhere, and they've been chumming the water, so the sharks are in a frenzy. So that's the movie.
Well, there's his movie review from the trailer, so thank you, Obi.
I mean, in 47 fairness,
47 meters down.
Like, as I said, most of the movies that I want to see this summer are sequels and remakes, so it's not fair for me to to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, because who cares about being fair? We're completely out of ideas, guys. We're like, okay, what's scary? All right. Eaten by a shark? Has anybody done a shark movie?
No, I want you to tell me if you feel like they have a lot of faith in this movie. 47 was originally supposed to be August 2nd, 2016.
Oh, no.
Straight to, video on demand. Then they got sold. The movie got sold the rights to it. And then that studio decided to go ahead and put it in theaters.
But maybe they do have a lot of faith in it.
Well, I think they're trying to bank on. So Mandy Moore is in that NBC show, the NBC show that's actually doing well for NBC.
And
they're like, whoa, it must. So they'll see her. So I think that's why they're doing that.
Well, wait, is it doing well or is it doing well for NBC?
Yeah, that's not a question I can answer. I don't know.
I'm just saying that,
I don't know.
Certain networks may have lowered their standards since their heyday, you know?
NBC, it's been tough, but I think you could say it's done well.
Okay, all right. So, Mandy Moore, watch her get eaten by a shark this summer.
It's so funny when you get the behind-the-scenes stuff of a movie and you're like, you mean that was supposed to be out last year, on demand because it was so bad?
It's been done for 3 years.
It's weird.
It is weird.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
Have you noticed all our music's different today?
I have.
This is actually one of the ones I wasn't too sure about.
It's an iffy one. I maybe have liked some of the others.
I've liked some of the others. This one was the one where I was like, I'm not sure, but I was shooting for 10.
It's called Bad Boys.
I was shooting for 10,
and
I had 9.
Yeah.
And then I had a couple that were on the fence. And I was like, you know what? We won't even notice it. You just blow right through
it. Let's just put it in.
It's no big deal.
That one is probably my least favorite.
So far.
But
haven't heard them all.
Out of 10, who knows? We'll see what else might pop up. Make sure you're listening all morning, guys.
Yeah. New bumper music.
That's what it's called.
Unlicensed, royalty-free.
Bumper music.
Licensed. It's just royalty. It's fine.
It's okay.
You guys don't care about that stuff. You want to hear more about Netflix, because in fairness, we haven't talked about them all day today, right? So, did you see what happened to Netflix over the weekend?
The Orange is the New Black hacking thing. I didn't know, like, is this all real or what?
Oh, it's real, Nikki. A group of hackers called the Dark Overlord.
Way to go on that.
Anybody else getting that Howard the Duck reference? Okay, the Dark Overlord.
So, we know what type of people we're dealing with. A lot like you.
Hey, I didn't, first off, I don't watch Orange is the New Black. Even if I did, I would pay for it. I wouldn't steal it.
But what they did is they hacked into, well, I think it's the production company that worked with Orange is the New Black, not like they hacked into Netflix.
So it's like this. Basically what Nikki said, Larson Studios is a post-production company in Hollywood. They're actually an audio post-production company.
So they're making all the audio all nice and sounding.
Yep, they want to sound good for you is on the Netflixes. And so they work with a lot of studios. Over the weekend, this hacker group, the Dark Overlord, released Orange is the New Black Season 5, which they had stolen, again, as Nikki said, not from Netflix directly, but from this post-production studio. And they said to Netflix, if you don't want us to release it early...
Which they've not yet. Or did they?
No, they did.
They did?
They did. You have to give us X amount of dollars. Netflix said no. So the hacker group released it over the weekend.
To the file sharing service sites.
Yeah. So it's out there. If you are just so excited to steal it, you can. But Netflix, as far as I know, hasn't commented any further. But the Dark Overlord has said...
Which, if you just tuned in...
I'm sorry. The Dark Overlord says, I will steal more of your shows.
Like, we have to... Think it's how people are listening, okay?
What are you, okay?
If not, we sounded stupid.
No, they are stupid
you
for not
so,
knowing.
Like, casually, like, well, if that happens, then the Dark Overlord, like, it really sounded weird.
Nikki, this is new news now, okay?
This is how we do news.
This is how it is.
So, the hacking group.
Why can't we use their proper name?
Then say their name with hacking group.
Well, that kind of robs it of its authority. The Dark Overlord Hacking Group.
Thank you. It makes a little bit more sense.
They say that they also stole episodes of The Catch, Celebrity Apprentice, NCIS Los Angeles, New Girl, Portlandia, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Bill Nye Saves the World.
I don't think anybody's paying the ransom on those shows. Really, Netflix was just banking on Orange is the New Black, since it's one of their most popular shows.
It is.
To entice subscribers to stick around or become new ones.
Okay, but let's think about this for a minute. Let's say there's a show you're super excited about.
Yeah.
And you already pay for Netflix every month where you were going to watch it, but they leak it. And let's say that you're the kind of person that would download a show that's been leaked.
Sure.
Do you cancel your Netflix subscription?
No, but what I think you're really looking at is for the people that would be illegally downloading Orange is the New Black, were already doing it anyways and didn't need Netflix in the first place.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's not the biggest, which is why Netflix is probably like, yeah, whatever.
Hackers release hacked material to blah, blah, blah.
Like, to other hackers.
I don't think that affects their numbers at all.
Because with Netflix, I mean, we're already using your family account, so it's not like you're paying for it anyway. So yeah. It's like hacking without having to pay.
Well, my parents are paying for it, and I was going to tell them to cancel.
But now you'll stick around.
So that's the thing. So I'm, you know, the real loser in the middle of all of this is this post-production company.
Oh, I feel bad for them, man.
Because, I mean, like, they're going to lose some major business over
that. That's a mark on them.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Then again, since they've had this security breach, they're about to become the most secure post-production group in Hollywood.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Hey, did anybody play the Prey demo over the weekend? PlayStation 4, Xbox One. It was a free. You got to play the first hour
of the game. I'm sorry, if they give you like 1 hour free gameplay, how many hours do you think the game is?
That's a great question. I would love to know the answer to that. But here's where it gets interesting. This is coming from Bethesda. Now, Bethesda is a company that last summer they released Doom. And here's what they did. They were like, hey, everybody, we got a new thing now. We're not sending it out for reviews. No, but everybody gets the game at the same time. Like, we are no longer sending games out for review. So they didn't send Doom out for review. These are the people that also published Skyrim. So the Skyrim Collector's Edition, they didn't send it out for review. They sent it out to a couple of streamers early, but they didn't send it out to any, like, gaming websites or magazines or whatever for review. So that's the same. Oh, they also Dishonored 2 is Bethesda. They did the same thing with that. And so now we've got Prey.
Would have been honored if they would have.
Dishonored.
Sent it out early.
So Prey comes out on Friday. Mm-hmm. And their thing is like, hey, we'll give you the first hour. Reminded me a little bit of BioShock, but it's not a stunner the way BioShock. Like the first time I played BioShock, you were like, I'm in this world. Wow. This game does not quite feel like that. But it was interesting. And I hate the little things that you have to fight with. There's little shadow things on the floor that you got to hit with the wrench. And I was like, I hate these things. In games, I don't like stuff on the floor. I don't know why. I just don't. You're like, you're scared? No, it's annoying because you got to like aim down and it never works out. I'm swinging this wrench all over the place. I'm not hitting anything. So I don't know. I will say I played it for an hour Saturday morning because, you know, Nikki, I like to get up on Saturday morning.
And just coffee and a little bit of a game.
I take time to read, pray, and then I will brew some coffee.
You prayed.
And then I prayed.
Yes.
So I prayed and prayed.
Yes.
You know, just some me time, you know?
Sure.
So I played that first hour, and while I'll say that when it was over, I did want to play more, there was also this side of me that was like, you guys didn't get me.
Yeah.
You didn't. I'm like.
And it's just like they say with music, movies, TV show, if it doesn't grab you in the first couple of minutes, then you're just probably okay with not doing it.
I'm probably going to play it some more. You know what? I've been playing Mass Effect. Boy, talk about a game I just don't even care if I play again. Just don't
That's
care.
Harsh.
Hey, people are tuning in for some real talk.
Not so much.
I just what? Like that's a shame.
Let's
that's
just
one.
Be easy. Okay?
I wish. Okay, you know, I bought that for my computer. With computer games, you can't return them. Like you're stuck with
but
it.
But that's one you'd want to return.
I wish I would have bought it for a console and then I could have at least traded it and gotten some extra money back out of it.
You can still sell the game, can't you?
No. Like with PCs, you get a code.
It is what it is.
And like most of them, like you can return it if you play, I think you get an hour or maybe 2 hours with it. And I've played way more than that.
But
to
you
discover.
Hate it.
I mean, I don't hate it. I just don't like it. In fact, it's not even that I don't like it. It's just that I'm so indifferent towards
sure.
it.
Sure.
Yeah. So whatever, that demo is still free if you want to check it out. If you want to take a wrench and hit shadow things on the floor and then you're in space, well,
that's there.
You can do that for free.
And then the full game is on Friday.
It's on Friday.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
Here comes Fresh Kit Kats.
Sing it like Lacey does. Here comes Fresh Kit Kats.
If we have to.
You know, Chris went to Vegas last week and we just stayed home.
We did. Well,
thanks a lot, Chris. But he did bring some Vegas to us.
That's nice. He went to the Hershey store.
He did.
And brought back a Kit Kat.
Chris, you talked a big game about all the work you did last week, but I noticed that slowly through the cracks we start to hear, well, we went to In-N-Out. Well, we went to the Hershey store.
Well, that's what you do.
Well, I spent 3 days at the craps tables. But you know what? It was good.
We haven't heard that one.
Not yet. But
you
the week
that
is
one
still,
in there.
The week is still young.
But I don't think we've tried this flavor for Kit Kat, the strawberries.
Okay,
strawberry
Chris,
one.
Tell us about the Hershey store. How was it? Was it good?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you
there
so
it is.
Much.
Yeah, there
I mean,
it is.
Now I want to go to Vegas.
That's
Vegas,
why Chris
baby.
Is the engineer.
This is how boring it must have been, like... As far as content goes, you get like 100,000+ engineers in this huge building.
Well, now, Chris, not at the Hershey store, but that
right.
was at
now,
the convention
store.
You went to.
Yeah.
Boy,
what,
the
what?
Smell is like
oh,
really
oh,
strawberry?
Yeah, it's,
this seems
it's,
like it's
strong. It's definitely not artificial.
It's a promotion with the California strawberry.
Okay.
So they are particular
I'm
with
telling
that.
You, wait till you get
so
the smell.
Tiny.
It's like, boom!
Oh, that's really strawberry. And this is conflicting to me. Out of all flavors, I dislike strawberry the
really?
Most.
But you love Kit Kats.
But I love Kit Kats. So, like, will one make it okay for the other? I don't know.
All right. Whoa.
You okay there?
Yeah.
The waves of strawberry?
It does have
There's like a sour to it.
Yeah. Well,
don't you think?
There's a little bit of sour to it.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite as explosive as yours over there of sourness, but I mean, it's okay. This is where I appreciate in these little packets that the small Kit Kat size of just the individual one. I don't think I'd want a whole one.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Now, Chris, did they have a ton of different flavors of Kit Kat?
These are the only ones of these that I saw, but okay. they had... as far as like peanut butter cups and Reese's.
Yeah, come on. Come
where
on.
Where are you? Where's
I only had so much luggage.
I think you can carry it on the plane nowadays.
I had other stuff I was carrying.
That's not my fault.
Nikki, Chris was selling his clothes to get money for the craps table.
So he should have room on the plane when coming back because he didn't have his clothes.
Chris, I'm going shoe shopping today. You've been shoe shopping with me before. Like, come on, we'll get you some clothes.
Get you have some we? Stuff.
Yeah, remember that funeral I had to go to and we... Do you remember that?
I don't remember this at all. Yeah. But you know what? It's probably happened.
Keep it back on Kit Kats, guys.
He went, Nikki, maybe you didn't go with me, but right after I did that, I met you and we shot a bunch of stuff for Radio UTV.
That's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing the Kit Kats.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not, I mean, it's good.
Go ahead, Nikki, say it.
Just be honest.
It's good, but
this is a safe place.
Strawberry's just not a flavor I really like. Man, if someone ever finds a bag of those Apple Kit Kats, you want
dibs?
Okay, I call shotgun on that one because that's mine.
They may have had those. I'm not sure.
Well, get back
Chris,
there.
Chris, get back to Vegas right now.
No, I don't want to go.
Chris, they told him he was never allowed to
come
back.
He's never allowed to come back. Well, if anybody else, the Apple Kit Kats are still right there.
Well, Chris, welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for bringing strawberry
Kit
Kats.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
You're very welcome.
Now to get that taste out of my teeth, so.
Well, that just means we'll have to get some soda.
So something to swish it right on
out. Go get some donuts.
There's coffee cake in the break room, though. There is that. Okay.
Which
is why
breath.
We're so helpful.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
That's not a bad one.
This bumper music, we have new bumper music today.
Yeah.
It almost felt a little Christmassy, like...
It's, you know what? Here's what it makes me think of. Did anybody else... Nobody's gonna play...
get your reference?
Far Cry, Blood Dragon, or watch Kung Fury. Like, it's that. It's like that 80s synth...
Thing. You picked it for that?
Well, what did you want it for?
Well, no one's going to catch that reference, I don't think.
So? Like, Nikki, this whole show is built on references only
I get.
No one
ever gets.
And people just think it's normal.
Sure.
Not understanding that there's a subtext to almost every single thing that we do.
There's a reason behind it. But so, that's my second least desired one.
It's called desired vice.
I don't
so
really.
It's supposed to be like, Miami Vice?
Vice?
Is that
sure.
the thing? But I thought it was fine.
Okay.
You know what? Pretty soon, you won't even notice it.
It'll just blend right in.
You'll have an opinion of it the first time, and then you'll
and
be like,
I don't care. It's fine. It blends into the background.
You should hear some of the stuff I passed on.
No, like, I know.
If you think that's not very good.
That's some of the best
yeah.
for our bumper music.
And again, we have discussed many times on this show that my taste is not good. Like, I have bad taste.
No, but you're supposed to run that by just to make sure that your taste hasn't crossed over.
Well, you know, Nikki, we had a meeting where we were supposed to just do our jobs.
Oh, yes,
instead
you're
of
right.
running
and
everything
then,
past everybody.
No, I take that back. You just go add that.
You know what I did? I was just like, screw
stop
it.
Stop putting
like,
it in there.
I'm making these choices.
Okay.
I'm making these choices. I'm all grown up now.
Good choice.
I'm all grown up. I'm making choices.
Good choice.
So there you go. Hey, and that's what you get when you empower me to make decisions.
I've learned a lesson on that.
That's what you get.
I want to empower you a little, but not a lot.
I feel like I'm too empowered.
Sure.
Hey, guy, let's back down on the power. Just like a hair. Just like a hair. Hey, speaking of being empowered to make decisions, Nikki, I was very disappointed that this weekend you did not take your recent empowerment and get that inflatable hot tub that I sent you.
You sent me a picture. Were you at Walmart?
I was at Walmart.
Why was that thing so much money?
That's cheaper than what it was online, I thought.
You think so? It was $300 for an inflatable hot tub.
$359. So, I mean, Price is Right. Kind of
I thought
here.
You just got that from like some image search and you just sent it to me.
Why was I at Walmart? I don't even remember.
Cables? Were you buying something?
I had stopped in for, I'll tell you what. You know what? I'm going through my photos from Walmart, and there's my Instagram from the cereal aisle. So I definitely bought chocolate Lucky Charms.
So maybe you were there for that.
Oh, you know what it was? I needed some plastic tubs. That's what it was, because here's some photos of some plastic tubs, because heaven forbid I do anything that I haven't taken a photo of.
Walks in to buy plastic tubs and Count Chocula cereal.
That's what Walmart's
for. It says he's organized but fun.
He's organized but... A little tubby, if you know what we mean.
I do not want to buy the inflatable hot tub because we measured. I think I'm too tall for it. I think any human being is too tall for it.
No, if you sat down in it.
I still think I'm too tall. Like, I still think, like, from my waist to my head.
Well, I mean, if you're wanting to completely submerge, yeah.
Yes, I do.
In a hot tub?
Well, kind of.
All
yes.
that bacteria floating
and
around?
And this hot tub has, like, no bottom to it. So, well, it does, but it's not, like, cushioned and stuff.
Right.
So, if you're kneeling in the hot tub or sitting, there's no bench. So, you're just sitting on the right. floor that you're putting on the hot tub.
I just felt like the lack of excitement about me finding it in the store,
sure.
not online. We see them online all the time. In fact, I get Google ads constantly from us Googling it. But this was in store.
In stores. I don't think I'm going to get an inflatable hot tub.
All right. I'll tell you what. Look, it was actually, if you look, it was right next to the tubs. The hot tub was next to the storage tubs. Sure enough.
They thought maybe you'd be confused. Just yep. go ahead and buy one of those too.
And look, according to the sign, this is a low price. Just in case you weren't getting it.
I'll wait till the inflatable hot tubs go to the front of the store where it's cheaper. Like, last call.
Yeah. Well, no, I think that might actually be in the back, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, like, I needed to go to the section where they're really desperate for you to buy this.
Please, please take this home.
Like, I get 10 free tubs with the hot tub.
That's a killer purchase.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Hey, Alexa, how does my butt look today?